We're back. Another podcast. This is going to be a short one. We're going to talk about some random stories. So I guess this will be about our talent show. Talent show. Do you remember that?
Yeah. So can I tell them?
Yeah, sure.
So when we started doing it, but I didn't want to until he persuaded me that we should, so we could get famous, I guess. And we did zero preparation whatsoever. We were just winging it. We haven't practiced or rehearsed. So yeah.
Yeah. So funny story. We planned to do the talent show like many months before they announced they're gonna do talent show, because we knew there's gonna be talent show this year. So we thought of doing something new. Lehua wanted to sing, and you did talent show in sixth grade. I never did talent show before because I was always shy in sixth and seventh grade until t-shirt acting came. And we thought that through our years in middle school, we never seen any acting scene. We always see dancing and singing, and that's great, but there isn't that hint, the main root of all arts, which is acting. Because there's singing, there's dancing, there's painting, but the main root is always acting. Acting is that main performing art. That's what makes art art. Yes. And if you combine all of them, it's performing arts. Acting can use music, which is art. With art, you can paint, which you can paint your performance. You can also use singing because you're on stage singing and dancing. All of those become performing arts. That's it. They're all important. But anyways, back to our talent show. It was, we planned it and we made a scene. We had a script, everything. And we didn't really know what the main point was supposed to be. So obviously, I think our original point was drama. Something to do with drama. I forgot.
Yeah. I wish we put cross-dressing, where you dress like a girl and I dress like a boy, because that would have been funny.
Oh, yeah. So, later on, we knew that we needed something that shows a lot of movement and a lot of dialogue, but we didn't know what to do. So, eventually, we planned to do a scene about a brother and a sister. The sister wants to persuade her dreams of singing. So, funny story about this one. Lehua loves singing, so obviously she wanted to do talent show herself. I convinced her to join me, and I said, you know what, why don't we add a little hint of music in it and dancing? So obviously we did put it in, we did our best, and it's basically about a sister who wants to sing, and that's her dream career, but the brother doesn't support her, you know what I mean? The brother makes fun of her. So it's funny because lots of the things in the scenes were improv, which is, if you don't know what's improv, it means it's basically guessing, but improv is more of on set. You're performing, but you're adding stuff in it, basically. Yeah. So Lehua singing came from her voice. She wanted to sing, so we put that in. My personality in the character, what was my name in that scene?
I think
it was Alex. Okay, so Alex, he was a type of brother who doesn't like support. Like, you know, the type of brother who likes to play around a lot. It's basically like that. So, the part when the crab, the llama, and pose, that was actually improv. I actually add that in randomly because I knew, okay, why don't we do this? Just give the audience a more laugh. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, the move, all that was improv. The seats, the part when I turned the seat and I put my leg, one leg up, and I say, like, something, what did I say? I said, like, I'm way better or something like that. And that was improv as well. I didn't know what I was doing, but I got the chair anyways. Okay, so before on stage, let's go back a bit. We're about to perform early in the morning. And the thing was that Lehua and I, we planned it. We never did anything in a month, and we never rehearsed. Literally that morning, we did not rehearse that one thing. And
we did
one small thing, and then we did halfway, and then we still couldn't do it, like, memorize the entire thing. So we're like, okay, you know what? Let's improv this. Let's go upstage instead. So when we went upstage, we thought the microphone would be standing up, and then next thing you know, we needed to hold it. Now, we were confused, but, you know, we just had to improv. We had to go with it, pretend we knew what was going on. So we got the microphone moved around a bit, and it actually worked really well. So that those a lot of things on there were improv, literally. Lots of it. Like most of it, like what is it? The eating part, the food part, something of my what did they say? Shagua or something? Yeah, that was improv as well. All right, so Breathe and Sacred. Breathe was our fall show, right? Fall show, yes. Yeah. And that was one of our first big show. So Lehu and I were rookies. So in Tisha, we have two stages, rookies and vet. Rookies are newcomers, new actors, actresses that just came into the company or program. Vets are obviously the oldest, the people who know what's going on, know the basics, our lines and all that. Now CJ said we're pretty much vets now because we were supposed to do our second show.
CJ, there's two.
Director.
Oh, the AD.
Yeah, the AD. So, Breathe. Breathe was new to Lehu and I because we never done a show before. It's like a big show. Maybe we done Shakespeare and all of that, but those were like school plays, but like a show on stage. And it was scary, but we're getting used to it. So backstage, we always get that backstage jitter. So we're like, oh my gosh, like you're excited, but you're scared at the same time.
And then like before we do the whole show thing, we would be in a circle, pray,
yeah. Make
sure, like don't go wrong, and then we'd do like a show circle.
No, I'm telling you, like you go to our company, even for one rehearsal, we look like a cult. You look like. We literally are a cult. Like you come in and you're gonna be flooded with compassion and empathy and people like laughter and all of that. It's like a cult, but more of
because we have rituals before practice and after practice.
And now it sounds like we are actually in a cult,
but we're not.
We're not. The rituals are just ways to leave things out the door. But you're gonna have to. I can't tell you that. You're gonna have to join teacher to know all of what that means. Oh my gosh, okay, any theater person would know how this feel. You go backstage and there's that paper saying do not touch this if this isn't your prop, like literally. So there's a scene where I had to create a box. Lehua uses it for the ending to sit on it for our brief final song, but during our rehearsal of the show the box was everywhere, like we couldn't find it. And then I think it was the final night, I think. I couldn't find my crate. I'm like, where's the crate? And it was somewhere, like, I think, like, who had it or something. That crate been through so much. It been on, like, who was butt. It been in my head. It been on my head. It been everywhere, honey. Oh, my God. So that poor crate. So any person who done theater, that is, we all know that the props are important. Tisha didn't use prop much, but that was an important thing to my character. Oh my gosh. Like during rehearsal, Lehua couldn't find a crate during our singing because I left it somewhere, I think, or someone left it.
So they tell us not to sit on the chairs or like anything of that, but like, we sit on the chair.
Either way, like literally, you're not supposed to sit on the chair because if you watch Tisha shows, we use chairs. That's our main stage, so we bring the chairs back and forth. The thing is that you're not when the chairs backstage, do not sit on it, but we sit on it either way.
And then
we get scoldings either from Andrew or Lonnie, like, guys, you're not supposed to be sitting on there, you know what I mean? And then I guess we were just so tired, we didn't know where to sit. There's like so many times where backstage we don't know what to, we get so bored. Like people say that backstage we're still working and all that, and that's true. We're working, we're memorizing lines and all that. But there's times where our scene, like let's say that I had a scene in the beginning. So I finished that scene in the beginning, I'm backstage. My scene isn't until all the way at the end. So I'm bored, I memorized my line, I knew everything. What I'm supposed to do, I lay on the ground. Like literally we lay on the backstage ground and we do like some dolphin poses or whatever for fun. We just don't know what to do.
So like my scene was first for me and it was called Pop Quiz, and I had to wait like 12 more scenes just to do the other scene.
I know.
And it was too much, but it was fun.
Yeah. Oh, another thing. Oh my gosh. This fat ass, like Hua. was doing my hair. Like, the first day of the show, I tell everyone in the cast, like, anyone can do my hair because we don't have a hairdresser. We don't have, like, a
performer.
The cast members are the hair massager, everything. Lehua, I told Lonnie, tell me she couldn't do it. People were putting random products on my hair, and it was not working. I told Lehua to come over. She's like, spray, move, spray. Like, she just, like this. Like, she was scared. So, eventually, she's like, okay, it's all done, right? I look at the mirror, I look the same. The hair looks the same. It doesn't look different. It just value, more like greasiness or whatever.
Can I practice on you next time?
Whatever. Anyways, another thing. Rolly, you know, the senior, Meredith's cousin. Hi, Rolly, don't kill me. Anyways, Rolly is, she's like our grandma or mom of a t-shirt. So obviously, if you do anything stupid, she kills you, metaphorically, unless she can actually kill you. But she just tries to keep all of us safe and be smart about it. She's our also massager. She must, like, I'm just running out stage, performing, run backstage, and I just see people just relaxing on Rolly massaging them. Even CJ the senior, they're like massaging people. And I don't know, out of everyone, they did massage on my back. I'm already ticklish. I'm already dead. I'm already crying because it's so painful and, like, it's itchy. Like, it's so, it feels weird. I think out of all the cast members, I'm the only one who can't handle the massage.
So, if you guys are wondering, we do, this isn't even related to the topic, but we have a time where we can play and a time to actually do the work.
Yeah, so, before rehearsals, or after rehearsals, we go out and hang with our cast members. And then when we need to rehearse, we go in to rehearse. It's like regular, if you watch bloopers behind the scene of movie stars and TV stars, it's exactly like that, see cast members. We have fun sometimes, we joke around sometimes, but when we need to act, we act.
And then, like, when we make the scene, sometimes we play around, but yeah, most of the time, trying to figure out what the fuck we're doing.
Primo would be watching this podcast saying, sounds like you play around, honey. You play around all the time. I know. Yeah, it's fun because in teacher we do a lot of improv. You know, improv, again, is basically making that stuff on point, on set. So if Lehua was to say, hey, like she add in something. She starts it off. She said, we're at the karaoke bar, whatever. And she's asking, why are you here? I can't deny. I can't be like, okay, no, bye. Like, I can't just deny. I can't just walk away. I got to reply back. Improv is supposed to be smooth. It's supposed to be, like, basically, how do I say, back and forth. You guys are adding stuff into that thing. And you need to find out what's in it.
It's basically a yes and. So, like, you're just continuing it so that the scene makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, me and Isaac did it one time on Zoom with Primo. And then it was so funny because I said I had to shit. So they used that along the fucking stage.
Whatever, trust me, when you're doing improv, listen here. Whatever you do will affect the other person. If you add this topic like doo-dooing and that's a river, you're going to be having to add that in. Let's go.
Yeah.
It's basically lying, but more like, actually, I don't know.
It's kind of funny at the same time.
Yes. Badass, getting a drink. I bet she's munching on something.
Yeah, but
let's take it. The spring show, we can't really spoil much because we didn't really perform it. But in general, what we have learned from rehearsals from Breathe and Sacred is that the choreography is so hard. Like, it isn't just memorizing your lines. It's moving around, knowing the stage direction, knowing when to do this, when to do that.
So it's basically your hardcore memory, putting it to the test.
Yeah, and it's stressful, but it's also worth it, and it's fun, you know. And it's great that as an actor and actress, after a performance, you get noticed by. That's why we love it. After talent show, people congratulate us, say we did well, and we appreciate that because that gives us more feedback. It gives us more confidence. It's what basically keeps us going. You know, getting a compliment from a director, from people, it's awesome because it means that we're doing it right. You know, and sometimes when we're not getting congratulation, we don't expect people to say congrats and all of that. But sometimes when no one give a feedback or even congratulation or anything to help us, we feel like we're not doing it well, you know what I mean? That's why we appreciate all of you helping us with talent show, saying that you guys loved it, you know, we're great actor and actress, and that's great because we wanted to do a scene that basically can give a lesson to anyone who has a sibling, even if you don't have siblings. In general, you should be supportive of anyone, basically. It's sad that we didn't have Banquet because Lehua and I wanted to plan a scene for Banquet. You know, we wanted to do so people voted, actually. It was either a comedy, romance, full-on romance, or a drama. You know what I mean? And it's great. We were planning it. It's just that because of this whole COVID-19, we weren't able to perform this to anyone.
We might make it.
We'll try to see, you know, see if we can do anything to help or something to entertainment for people. Because for Lehu and I, the reason why we love performing just for our school, Kalakaua, is also because we want Kalakaua to have good reputation. Because Kalakaua has a good reputation. We want to put in more diversity into the school itself. We have basketball, volleyball, robotics, a lot of those, and lots of smart students, you know. They're doing a history day. Caitlin and Merido, they got the science fair thing. I was proud, even history day, and I'm proud of that. But we want more diversity, you know. We have dancing, we have singing, but I feel like we need more singing clubs, more acting clubs, something that could bring more performing arts into the school, you know. We want the school to be diverse. We don't want to just be a specific topic that they're focusing in. But anyways, Sacred. Okay, so. So many times I almost broke my leg while doing like the movements. And I think it was at the, is it at the end?
The finale?
Well, hold on. I think I forgot my lines already. Well, unless the person speaks, then probably I'll memorize it. Okay, wait, I remember it now. Okay, yeah, but anyways, there's a part when we're dancing, my legs were killing me on the first day of that because I couldn't do it, and it was confusing as well. That's it. Being an actor and actress, I'm not going to say it's easy. It's like, complicated, basically. You need to understand what the director trying to tell you. There's so many times we're like, huh, wait, why can you repeat that again?
Yeah. Basically, I don't know how to explain this. It's basically making a scene and then building it up so like it doesn't need to be perfect, but when it comes to rough cuts, it has to be perfect. If that makes sense.
Yeah. So in this podcast, okay, I know this wasn't much, but today was our graduation, class of 2024, Kalakaua.
Promotion,
yes. We want to congratulate all the elementary, fifth graders, or all the elementary students and middle school students and even high school students, especially the seniors, for graduating and going through all of those. We're going to be in your footsteps one day, but we're going to be in their footsteps, but we're going to be in our own path. You know, we're not following people. We want to do it ourselves. So for elementary students, fifth graders, when you're going to middle school, it's going to be, I'm not going to say it's easy. Sixth grade year for me, who am I kidding? All of the years of middle school was stressful for me, and it was a life learning experience. It wasn't easy, whether you like it or not.
The only grade that felt easy to me was seventh grade because it was just a mix of sixth grade.
Yeah.
But you'll still have a lot of drama when transitioning because you're not used to the feeling yet.
Yeah.
And every year you're just gonna get drama anyways.
So seventh grade was a pretty chill year. It was basically mixed with sixth and eighth grade. It's chill. You're just enjoying it a bit because you're in the middle of the year. Sixth grade year is when you're stressing out because you're getting new to middle school. Eighth grade year is when you're sort of stressing out because you're preparing for high school. You're going to have a lot of drama. I'm going to tell you 100% you're going to get at least one drama. It's not going to be – it's not the reason why drama is a thing. It's a way for you and the person to learn what's going on. For the sixth graders and seventh graders and upcoming eighth graders, Yeah, it's not going to be easy. Same thing. It's going to be complicated. It's unless you find a true friend that's going to help you throughout the way, because 6th grade year and 7th grade year, I felt lonely a lot, even 8th grade year, but it wasn't until I found teacher theater that I have a true family. It's just basically, you got to basically find someone who trusts you, especially if you're in an environment at home where you don't have your parents or family, you know what I mean? It sucks, and you're stressing out at school. And here's a tip, I've been through this experience. When you're making a new friend, don't be too much, because I was too much because I wanted to make friends right away. But being too much, it stays on your record, not on your school record, but on how people sees you. When I was in 6th and 7th grade and 8th grade, even in the beginning of 8th grade, I was too much because I wanted to make new friends. And I tried changing myself, and I tried not talking to the person, and I tried to go back to them, and they still don't like me. And it's because that's the first thing they see of you. If your first impression, basically. So don't make the same mistake as what I did, because being too much, you want to make new friends right away, but it only makes things worse, and you can't take it back because that person will see you like that forever until, I don't know, until you're old, basically.
Making friends take time.
It takes time. It doesn't just pop out of nowhere, Like, a lot of Danica, Haley, Teddy, a lot of other, all my bestie throughout my year of middle school. I mean, I guess we just never got close anymore. We weren't close. Things happen, and it's a mistake. The mistakes are learned. And it sucks because I miss them, but if they don't want to, if they found someone new, then they found someone new. I'm not gonna big deal out of it. I felt sad, of course, but now that I think of it, is I have teacher theater. I don't need those friends. At least you have one or two friends, and I'm okay. You know what I mean?
So,
Well,
okay, so I'm gonna talk about the friendship part. Basically, you build on to that friendship. It won't happen in a minute or so because you guys still have to be talking and talking and talking and talking. And if it's always you starting the conversation, then why even bother at the point to be friends with them if they don't want to be friends with that, if that makes sense.
Yeah, so if you want a true friend, lots of people say, oh, I want like a friendship like you and like Hua or you and Mark are. That doesn't come that fast. It doesn't come just in a month. It takes time. I knew like Hua since elementary, even Mark as well. So you can't just, like, I guess speed it up, I guess, because I did that before and that did not work out. They hated me a lot. What I'm going to say is it takes time.
But the thing was, Isaac met Maricar's mom before Maricar came.
I guess,
That
number one tip, meet the parent first. I'm just kidding, don't do that. Yeah, so,
boyfriend.
and then this is the message for the seniors 2020. We appreciate everything you guys done for us. You guys gave us a lots of feedbacks, tips. You guys went out with us and hanged out with us. And it's
Dealt with us, our problematic selves.
We appreciate everything you've done for us, especially CJ, Leilani, Rolly, Russo, Rhea, who else? Benny,
Mama, Andrew.
Hama, Andrew, everyone that even we didn't mention, but everyone in T-shirt, basically in seniors, all the seniors we met, even the seniors we never get close to that much, like Keith, Nadia, my bad. Also, those alumni or people from before T-shirt, the people who weren't in T-shirt, even people who weren't in T-shirt, lots of the seniors we got to know well, and we appreciate everything they've done for us because every one of them made a big impact on us. And we feel bad because when you guys were in freshman year or in middle school, you guys probably didn't even get the same treatment. You guys probably didn't get the same tip. You guys have to go through the experience yourself. So we appreciate all of that tips you guys gave us. Because maybe other middle schools never got this type of thing that we got. Well, I guess this will be it for now. We'll start that short and it's all talking. But if you want any, you guys want us to do anything or talk about anything, any question, just DM us or tell us what you want for us to do. Check out our podcast, Tea Pod. Lots of tea.
It's not the second one, it's the first one with the green. Because there's already a podcast. Did you pause it?
No, dumbass. Anyways, so here's a quick note. If you see a green picture, that's original. That's basically a regular podcast, like this one. If you see a red one, it's notices. So if there's like a event coming up or anything, the red one will be notices or notes or anything that important things we want you guys to know. So congratulations, class of 2024 and 2020. Yeah, 2020. Yeah, 24 and 2020. Congrats.